Registration of hopefuls for Iran's 11th presidential election officially begins. Iranian foreign minister reaffirms Tehran's opposition to any foreign intervention in Syria. Iran warns the U.S. and foreign forces against provocative actions in the Persian Gulf. Iran's UN envoy calls for investigation into the Tel Aviv's recent aggression against Syria. And China urges all sides involved in the Syrian conflict to respect Syrian sovereignty and territorial integrity. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iran and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. The registration of hopefuls for Iran's 11th presidential election, which is due on June 14, has officially begun. The official registration began on Tuesday morning on the order of the Iranian Interior Ministry. Hopefuls have 5 days until May 11 to sign up for the presidential election. More than 20 political figures from across Iran's political spectrum have so far announced their intention to run for president, with the majority being from the principalist camp. Iran's constitution stipulates that presidential candidates to be of Iranian origin, have Iranian citizenship, be a religious and political figure, have managerial skills, have no criminal record, be trustworthy and pious, and have firm belief in the fundamental principles of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the country's official religion. The president of Iran is elected for a 4-year term and a national election, and Iran's Guardian Council vets the candidates for qualifications. The Iranian foreign minister on Tuesday reaffirmed Tehran's opposition to any foreign intervention in Syria. In a joint press conference with his Jordanian counterpart, Nasser Jadeh, in Amman, Ali Akbar Saleh called for a negotiated solution to the crisis in the country. Saleh reiterated Iran's support for Syria's territorial integrity and the legitimate demands of the Syrian people, noting that the Islamic Republic has undertaken efforts to bring Syrian officials and the opposition to the negotiation table in view of a peaceful solution. For his part, the Jordanian minister said, his country favors a political solution that will involve all elements of the Syrian society and guarantee the national sovereignty and integrity of Syria. Foreign Minister Saleh also met and conferred with the Jordanian king on Tuesday.
We refuse any solution forced from outside. We are against any foreign intervention in Syria. We have seen what has happened in some countries, which I will not name, after they faced foreign intervention. We do not want history to repeat itself in Syria. We haven't hidden our position in supporting the Syrian people as well as the Syrian government. This is no secret. However, as we said in the past 2 years, we are in contact with the opposition and we have spoken frankly to the Syrian government, urging it to have talks and negotiations with the opposition groups. We recognize the peaceful opposition, not including Jabhat al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and other groups who are responsible for innocent bloodshed in Syria. Israel would not dare to attack Iran, you can be sure of that. However, we are ready for any worst-case scenarios, but at the same time, we are sure that Israel would not undertake such an operation. There is no spread of any foreign troops on Jordanian land. Jordan, with its armed forces and deep-rooted history, does not need any foreign troops on its land. There are training programs and armed forces from many different countries, and this has been taking place for decades.
Later in the day, Foreign Minister Saleh arrived in the Syrian capital, Damascus, and held talks with the country's president, Bashar al-Assad. Saleh and Assad discussed the latest developments in Syria and the entire region. Saleh arrived in Damascus heading a high-ranking delegation to meet and confer with senior Syrian officials. Iran's foreign ministry has warned the U.S. and foreign forces conducting a drill in the Persian Gulf against any provocative actions, saying Iranian armed forces constantly monitor their movements. The United States and 29 of its allies, including Britain and certain Arab countries, began a joint military exercise in the Persian Gulf on May 6. Elsewhere, the spokesman further said the Zionist regime seeks to create discord among Muslims to prevent the spread of the Islamic Awakening. Mehman Paras said, following the recent Scholars on Islamic Awakening International Conference in Tehran, which led to further unity between Shia and Sunnis, an anti-Islam Zionist current has put on its agenda, committing crimes and new measures in order to create rift among various Islamic schools. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations has called for an investigation into the Tel Aviv regime's recent act of aggression against Syria, saying the latest Zionist airstrike was a direct violation of international law. The Iranian envoy to the UN also said in a letter to the UN Secretary General and the President of the UN General Assembly that the recent aggression by the Zionist regime was provocative and unjustifiable, and that the Tel Aviv regime must be held accountable for its unlawful acts. Mohammad Khazai urged the international community, especially the UN and its affiliated organizations, to investigate the Zionist regime's criminal and irresponsible behavior. Khazai said the move by the Zionist regime was a direct violation of international law. He further warned that the recent Israeli airstrikes would intensify tension and instability in the region. And now a recap of our top stories. Registration of hopefuls of Iran's 11th presidential election officially begins. Iranian foreign minister reaffirms Tehran's opposition to any foreign intervention in Syria. Iran warns the U.S. and foreign forces against provocative actions in the Persian Gulf. Iran's UN envoy calls for investigation into the Tel Aviv's recent aggression against Syria. And China urges all sides involved in the Syrian conflict to respect Syrian sovereignty and territorial integrity. China has urged all sides in Syria to respect Syrian sovereignty and territorial integrity. At a daily briefing at the Foreign Ministry on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman urged dialogue and asked that all sides in Syria avoid use of military force. She said China continued its support for a political solution for the Syrian crisis.
China is highly concerned about the situation in Syria. China thinks that a political solution is the only correct means by which to resolve the issue. We call on them to focus on the fundamental interests of the Syrian people, launch political dialogue and political transition. We hope all sides in Syria will respect Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity, remain restrained and calm, avoiding the use of military force and acts that might raise tension, and play a responsible and constructive role in order to find a solution for the problem in Syria.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman also said Beijing urged the Zionist regime to free settlement building in the occupied Palestinian territory, expressing Beijing's opposition to such measures.
Because it's dangerous.
We think the most important thing in the current situation is to take measures to freeze new settlements, stop all violent activities that target innocent civilians, and lift the blockade of the Gaza Strip in order to create conditions for resuming peace talks. China's position on the settlements is clear and consistent. We always oppose Israel building new settlement in the occupied Palestinian territories in Al-Quds and the West Bank. We have always urged Israel to eliminate obstacles for peace talks, rebuild mutual trust, and resume peace talks as soon as possible.
The European Union has expressed great concern following the Zionist regime's recent airstrikes against targets in Syria. The spokesman for EU Foreign Policy Chief Michael Mann said the EU was looking with great concern at the recent developments in and around Syria. Michael Mann said the recent attacks risk dragging the region into expanding conflict. He said the EU Foreign Policy Chief called on all parties to avoid jeopardizing what is already a fragile security situation and called on all sides to engage in search for a diplomatic solution. Nearly 20 people have been killed and many more injured in two separate attacks on election campaign rallies across Pakistan. At least 12 people, including a candidate, lost their lives in a bomb attack in the northwestern town of Hangu. The casualties came after a powerful bomb exploded near the venue of the rally. Another bombing also killed 7 people during a campaign in the northwestern district of Deir. Medical sources said the death toll is expected to rise as some of the injured are said to be in critical condition. No person or group has yet claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attacks. More than 100 people have been killed since last month due to attacks on the campaigns for Saturday's polls. The chief of the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, has criticized the United States' budget policies, warning that they could lead to a contraction in the U.S. economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said, during a speech at the University of Amsterdam on Tuesday, that the U.S. government's budget policies were too tight and abrupt. She added that Washington's destructive policies, including the $85 billion in federal budget cuts, known as the sequester, could lead to a 1.5% contraction in the economy. Analysts also believe U.S. President Barack Obama's calls for the cuts are indicative of growing fiscal pressures. The U.S. economy shrank by 0.1% in the fourth quarter of 2012, casting doubt on the strength of the economic recovery in the country. One in five British households have been forced to borrow money or use savings in order to cover their food bills in April. According to a survey of 2,000 people by consumer group Which, as many as 5 million families in Britain admitted to using credit cards, loans and overdrafts to pay for groceries over the last month. The research found that 55% of those using credit to do shopping plan to cut back on food in the coming months, with 82% expressing worries about food prices. 31% of those surveyed also said they had to borrow from friends or family to make ends meet in the last month. And finally, researchers in Hungary have created an award-winning head-operated wheelchair. The head-control wheelchair operating system combines a headset and a tablet computer, which people can use to operate their wheelchairs. All they need to do is move their head in the direction they want to go. The inventor says, as many of people who use wheelchairs cannot use their hands or legs, they have to rely on their mouth or chin to operate joysticks to control their wheelchairs.
There is a control software which enables
chairs.
There is a control software which enables you to use the headset as a joystick and turn the wheelchair to the direction you wish to go with your head. We have to make tests with this prototype here in the center with the people who are going to be using it, and we need the user feedbacks to modify the software and the hardware also to be more ergonomic and to have the values to be set.
And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of iRyan and English News. Join us tomorrow night with the latest updates. Goodbye now.